I can't believe flat earthers are wrong. You don't know that. They could have bent the aperture or whatever. The lens, they have a curved lens on the thing. Clearly a composite. Bent that shit down in Photoshop. It's easy. They used AI.
Two good drug shoots. Next up.
We copy, we see him.
Next up, the deployment of pilot parachutes that will pull the main chutes out. Time to splash down 3 minutes and 10 seconds.
I remember this from my Kerbal playthroughs. You don't need to parachute 3 minutes before hitting the water. Just do it like 100 feet up. You'll be fine.
Perfect descent rate according to flight dynamics.
Good rates on two drogues.
We see the same on board.
Passing through 10,000 feet. Still on drogues.
Oh God! Oh, the wind is carrying them directly into Iran. Got to do
integrity.
A rescue operation
cabin pressure
again.
Indicates no need for hydrazine checks.
Integrity copies.
This is a perfect descent for Integrity. Its crew sounding hale and hearty on board. Time to splash down 1 minute 15 seconds. Integrity about to complete a journey spanning 694,481 miles from its launch from the Kennedy Space Center back on April 1st and a trip around the moon.
Where are the Terraria harpies? Good question. Yeah, where's the Wyvern? Oh, don't you fucking hate it when you're doing a quick re-entry and the Wyvern spawns the moment you hit the troposphere? Oh, that shit. It's gonna chase you all the way down.
Passing through 1,000 feet.
Use integrity. Splashdown sending post-landing command now.
Splashdown confirmed.
Copy splashdown.
Unfortunately, they were hoping to
splashdown
hit land. The sharks
7:07
will eat
p.m.
them.
Central Time, 5:07 p.m. Pacific Time. From the pages of Jules Verne to a modern-day mission to the moon, a new chapter of the exploration of our celestial neighbor is complete. Integrity's astronauts, back on Earth. And the landing and support officer reports the vehicle is stable one. We still will be deploying
that
the
seems like
crew
littering.
Module uprighting system to maintain that orientation. A perfect bullseye splashdown for Integrity and its four astronauts.
Nah, they get it. Sharks are going to be eating well today. Being back at 1G from space has to be very uncomfortable. It's got to feel like it's probably feels just like getting out of the pool, right? If you've been in the pool for a couple hours, like you've had a really long day in there, and then you get out and you feel gravity on you for the first time in a while, and you're like, that's right. I weigh stuff. I have weight. I have mass. Like that times 1,000. It's probably, you know. I mean, you can feel it when you're hurtling back down to, or you can feel it during re-entry, right? Because you're not just free falling, you're fighting again, you're slowing down because you're doing re-entry. You have the heat shield facing out.
PM.
Integrity Houston, comm check on VLDR.
Your expensive falling.
Houston, we have you loud and clear on VLDR. How us?
We have you the same. We'll meet you over in post landing.
Perfect communications established.
A journey. We are stable one, four green crew members.
Houston copies all.
Reed Wiseman reporting four green crew members. That is not their complexion. That is the fact that they're in great condition. That's what that means.
Okay.
So stable one, upright, the crew module uprighting system is being deployed, the five airbags being inflated through helium to maintain the upright configuration for the vehicle. This was a textbook entry and a textbook touchdown for Integrity. Reed Wiseman, Victor Glover, Christina Cook, and Jeremy Hansen back on Earth after a journey around the moon.
You know, I'm glad we watched this. It was nice. Should we colonize the moon? Well, like I said before, I don't like the term colonize. Because colonize, for all of human history, basically, has meant, like, kill the indigenous population and replace them, or at least subjugate them. But the moon's fucking free real estate, man. Yeah, we should expand to the moon. We should build on the moon. We should you know, reach out into space. But I'd say, you know, colonization, that's just a very nasty word, and it's not a nasty thing. Building a moon base wouldn't be a nasty thing. It'd be a good thing. It'd be a good thing.
Copters hovering overhead.
Iron Lung.
Reed Wiseman reporting four green crew members, meaning they're all in excellent shape.
Botorg, thanks to the Tier 1 sub. Vosh, you're the reason I started thinking more about the clothes I wear, and now I dress cunty as fuck. Nice! I'm really happy to hear that, you know? It's a very fun way to express yourself. Very, very happy to hear that. I need to pump up my summer wardrobe a little bit. A lot of my clothes are heavier. Why waste NASA money on NASA doing this? These tax dollars could have gone to Elon, SpaceX instead. That's a good fucking point, old schoolist. Why are we wasting money on science and stuff?
Your SAR radio uses the same antenna, so you may run into trouble with the radio.
They did use a SpaceX rocket? Oh, okay, well.
Okay, copy. We are also powering up the sat phone now.
Thank you, Broken Shield. Finally, someone says it.
So, Integrity is in great shape. And as the crew continues its post-splashdown timelined activities on board, Reed Wiseman once again reporting that all four crew members are in excellent shape.
Well, I think that about does it, folks. I mean, it's going to take them a while to, you know, get their pants on. Did you see the Artemis crew team naming a crater after the commander's late wife? Beautiful moment. I did not see that. That's very sweet. On the dark side of the moon, I assume, because that's the first time humans had seen it.
Thank you, Houston. We have a couple more things we'd like to take this moment for. Our science team helped us out with a couple...
Far, not dark. Sorry, the far side of the moon. Yeah, dark to our eyes.
A couple of relatively fresh craters on the moon that have not been previously named, and our crew would like to propose a couple of potential names for those items or those areas. And we spent a bit of time this morning looking out the window, and we're able to see them now both with our naked eye and through the long lens. And so we feel this is a good time to send this down, and a special shout out to Kelsey for helping us with this. The first one we'd like to suggest is a named crater in honor of our great spacecraft, Integrity. And so if you were to look at the Oriental on the far side and then draw a line straight up to Ohm on the far side, relatively in the middle is an unnamed crater, and we would like to suggest it be called Integrity in the future.
Wait, is the late wife's name Integrity? Am I dumb?
And the second one, and no, especially second one. Meaningful okay. for this crew,
second one. Okay.
is
second one. Okay.
A number of years ago, we started this journey in our close-knit astronaut family, and we lost a loved one. And there's a feature in a really neat place on the moon, and it is on the near side, far side boundary. In fact, it's just on the near side of that boundary. And so at certain times of the moon's transit around Earth, we will be able to see this from Earth. And so we lost a loved one. Her name was Carol, the spouse of Reed, the mother of Katie and Ellie. And if you want to find this one, you look at Glushko, and it's just to the northwest of that, at the same latitude as Ohm, and it's a bright spot on the moon. And we would like to call it Carol. And you spell that C-A-R-R-O-L-L.
Two R's, two L. That's an interesting spelling. Well, I think that's sweet.